All right, good to see you guys. I know we're judged by what happens on Sundays, but honestly, I thought the game from yesterday, that was won during the week, and it was the preparation that the guys put in, and having that mindset to go for it. Like I said, I saw it firsthand. I saw it with Matt from Wednesday. I saw it with Julio and Aldrick Robinson. I saw the conditioning from some of the defensive guys in between periods. I felt the communication from Deion Jones. So those were a couple of things that I saw. It was awesome to see our fans juiced up and into it like they were. We definitely needed that, and we totally feel their support. So now we got a short week, and our focus and preparation turns. Time to reset today. And so now all the focus and prep will go right back to division game, and one that's very important to us. So with that, I'll open it up.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, the division games coming sure. up and the fact that you guys are alone in atop the NFC South right now and the message to the team?
Really, the division games, right back to it, I think it's been great, you know, in terms of how the league scheduled for us to finish with division games. It's exactly what you want. And so we know the importance of playing well in your division, and it's going to be a battle. And the games against Carolina and this rivalry, they just are. And they got a tough team, and we do too. So we're expecting that kind of fight. But to have a chance to, battle in your division over the next 2 weeks, I think it's been a great setup for us.
I know you talk about taking it one game at a time. But, like, you get home last night. Do you flip on that game just to see, you know, these are playoff contending teams? Tonight, Washington's playing.
Yeah, for sure. Last night we did. Tonight, I won't necessarily, but last night, for sure, I did. I had a sense that would be a really close game, and it was. I think both the teams are playing well right now. You know, when you talk about the game from Tampa and Dallas. So, yeah, that was definitely one that I looked at. We don't need to take any motivation from who we're going to play because it does come back to us and our way that we play. But, yeah, I had it on.
Is Campbell in the protocol?
Campbell is this morning. So from an injury standpoint, I know we won't connect on that again until Wednesday, but he's in the protocol, and we got good news with Hooper where it's not a long-term injury for him. So hopefully we'll have him back sooner than later. So that's good news for us too. So we got some guys that were banged up last week, and hopefully we'll get some of them back this week. Hopefully Julio and Jalen Collins, to name a few, which would be good for us too.
Had a lot of injuries to key guys on defense. How do you think the unit has held up considering that?
Over the last 4 weeks, the point scored has been better. And I don't know what the numbers are, but it's definitely been in the teens and better. So for that point, knowing that, the standard doesn't change. And now all the guys have been in the system long enough to know this is how we play. This is the technique we do. The thing that I've been pleased with defensively over the last month has been our improved communication for the alerts at the line of scrimmage, the talking that we have to do. So those are things I think we can continue to get better and better at. That's when the calls come to life. We force another turnover, so that part, I'm starting to see. I know for sure over the last 4 weeks we've created them defensively. So as long as that communication comes, as long as the ball-hawking attitude comes, I felt for sure the energy was right defensively, the running and hitting. That part looked on point, and the tackling was good yesterday. I think we ended up with 4 missed tackles, which is a nice low number for us.
And it was a 49er team that was coming off a 6-sack performance against the Jets, an elite performance by your offensive line, tight ends in your back. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Arch, one of the terms we used this week with the team was run with emphasis, and it wasn't just on the offensive line. It was the way we want to carry out our play fakes, the receivers getting downhill to go block, and, of course, at the line of scrimmage and the running backs. It really carried over into the team's unit. Could we get good starting field position the way we covered? Defensively, the run emphasis, could we run and hit like an overhand right? And that's what we were looking to do. Offensive line-wise, I thought it was a very clear illustration. There wasn't a lot of new runs, Arch, but it was us doing some of the things that we do better and better and better. And that's really the goal as you're moving forward. The combination blocks that we do at the line of scrimmage, whether they're tackle tight ends, guard center, center guard, however that combination takes place, that's where we spend a lot of time. Alex Mack's at the front of that in terms of making the calls at the line of scrimmage. But one receiver specifically who really jumped out to me from a physical standpoint in the run game was Justin Hardy. And he always brings that mindset and attitude to it. But there were definitely some plays from him yesterday. And Robinson as well. I thought he had a big block on a long run by Free. So those two in specific jumped out to me.
In your time with Vic, how has he handled adversity from starting slower last year, having the injury as well? And how has it helped shape him now as a player who's leading the NFL in sacks?
I'd have to say, it does build some resiliency when you go through a tough period or knowing I can play with an injury. Going through those experiences totally help you because you have a real sense for, I could take this to a new spot and play well. So he's a pretty even-keeled guy. And he knows, rough patches come, but his mindset, has consistently stayed the same, especially this year.
Dan, I know when you the win's the most important thing, but when you break camp in August, you have a belief of what the room actually is.
Yep.
The last 2 weeks, getting the message where records don't count, throw it out the window. Is this the confirmation and affirmation of what it is you thought the room was?
Yeah, we're definitely getting closer to that identity of the way we want to attack. And I think it is important to talk about that when you get to December. It's the next game, the next performance, and how much you can go and attack. And one of the bumper stickers that we use is, you pedal downhill. And when things are going better, you keep putting the foot down to go harder and work your skills harder. And I thought that came alive, for us the last couple weeks. Each of us have things that we've tried. Hey, can we get better at this? Can your individual unit get better at, two or three things this week? And when you have that kind of emphasis, you really let, any records or that kind of stuff go away to how well can you play just in this game and put it all into it, empty the bucket, and then throw it right back in again. And that's why I thought last week, that game was won through the preparation in the week of getting right. And we knew we had some looks the week before in the run game against a good front in L.A., but we knew we had work to do there, and I thought that came alive this week. We'll start the process with him tomorrow, and if he can participate some tomorrow, we'll take it, more reps Wednesday, more reps Thursday. So we're hopeful for that, but it's just going to be a matter of him when you get out and run full speed. So I think he'll look good tomorrow. We'll be at a different pace probably, but the following day we'll really be running and operating at full speed, so we'll get a much better sense on Wednesday.
How did Paul Worlow look yesterday?
Worlow did a really good job yesterday. We put him in a bunch of different spots. He came right in, and I thought it was one of his better performances. He was really clear and intent on not just on his special teams role, but defensively too. So when Dre went out and Paul went in, it's yet a real, I'm not going to call it comfortability, but familiarity, knowing that he's really going to be on point in terms of what he's doing, the way he prepares. So he was one of the players we had just talked about as a staff that I thought did a really good job yesterday.
The way your team runs and hits has been really important to you since you got here. Did you feel like yesterday was one of the most complete performances from that standpoint?
The running and hitting, I thought that part was good by the guys. I felt their intent all the way up from prior to the game, the energy right to go. But there were a couple guys that I really thought played physical. Neil was one that stood out. I thought Brian Poole had some. Deion Jones had some. Courtney Upshaw inside had a few. Those were ones that stood out to me, and I think that part we can continue to get better and better. The faster you can play, the more physical you can play, and when we have some of the alerts and some of the knowledge and the communication that we like, it allows you to play that much faster. So that should continue to build as we go.
How did you evaluate the two cornerback combination that you used?
Right, I thought that was the right way to go, and Marquan was the one that spearheaded that with Deji and CJ. So they're all going to have a role on teams too, so we didn't want to say, okay, you take them all. So as we battled back and forth with those guys, I thought Deji was another one that had some good tackles. Both of those guys have good length, Vaughn. So, and when we played them in the man-to-man stuff, those were the times when they really showed up. So we were pleased with both those guys. We thought they'd play well. They put their work in. They're ready to go. Not only do the coaches trust them, their teammates trust them. So we're pleased with their performance.
Vision having to do the same thing against Carolina with those guys?
I think we'll wait and see what happens with Jalen, and then we'll have a better feel. But both of them have proved we can count on them. And so if they're called upon to do that, we'll take it through the week and make it a determination. But it's nice to know that when your number's called, you're ready. And that builds confidence not amongst just the coaches but for your teammates as well.
One more thing on that subject. Sure. Can Jalen run on Matt yet? Can
he has that? Run, yep. Yep, so we'll get a better feel. So I'm hopeful for it. But like I said, I think we're the guys that we need to see full speed. We won't really know till Wednesday, and that'll be our good gauge for that.
Dan, have you ever been involved in a game where the backup quarterback is playing in back-to-back weeks in and around the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's a good time to talk about Matt Schaub and all the things that he does behind the scenes to help us. Not only you know, on the practice field going against the defense. The throws that he makes, you know, against the defense, you know, there's plenty of times in a practice that's a good rip shot, and he throws them. And he's been a good, you know, partner with Matt, too, Ryan I'm talking about. And there's a lot of Matts in the quarterback room. But he's one guy that he really has earned the respect, you know, of the men in the locker room that are with him by his support, what he does on a weekly basis, the time that he puts in after practice, you know, with the receivers. You know, Arch has certainly seen him out there with the guys in post-practice work. Yeah, I don't think we can say enough about him and his importance to our team.
Is that signing sort of an underrated thing in the NFL? If your quarterback stays healthy, you don't ever really think about the backup, but this is you actually pointing out what he does day in, day out.
Yeah, and so it was way more than insurance, so to speak, or if you want to use that term. It's all the little things that we don't see that you know, comes up, you know, things that I'll ask him, you know, about the team and where we're at and the plan. And he has a real, not only just knowledge of the system that we're doing, but the coverage that we're playing against, the things that we're seeing. So he's an excellent set of eyes, but he's way bigger than that in terms of the role that he plays for the team. Yeah, it has been, and I think it really speaks to whose humility and his, you know, I'm going to call it like a recognition that I got a role and this is how I'm going to help this week. It may not be on the field, and as disappointed as he was to play, he had said to me, I wanted to make sure I got my treatments done early. It might be who calling right there. He had said, I wanted to get my treatments on the day of the game early so I could be out there with the guys. And I thought, what a great line by him to say, I'm not just going to sit in the training room and get the treatment. I want to get it done early. So he was there earliest to get it done so he could be available to talk and go through the, you know, the plan with the guys. I thought, what a great message of what he stands for as a teammate.
It's one thing to be fast, it's another thing to actually be a football player who's fast. Does this give you an advantage that maybe none of us even thought was there in August?
I think knowing how to feature the guys, I think it's one of the things that Kyle and the staff do a really good job of, Chris, in terms of featuring where the players may play. They're in the slot, they're outside, and where the routes could go depending on where they're looked at. So that's been something with Raheem, you know, okay, in this package you're here, in this package you may be aligned this way to this way. That makes it challenging on a defense, knowing that, okay, he may be in this spot, these routes come. He may be over here, this one could come. And I think that's what allows so many other things to happen. Like, for instance, yesterday there was a great play fake, I thought, by Freeman, to get Levine open. But if Free's not just busting it to get to the flat, well, maybe the guy who's defending the flat can go back and get to Levine. Well, the way that Freeman's running, you better take the flat, and that allowed Levine to get open. So when we talk about an extension of one another, I think that's a really clear example of that. So the different spots that we like to feature the guys in is important, and knowing, okay, I have to play more than just I'm always lined on the right and I play this spot, but knowing I could be called on to play a number of different spots, that kind of versatility is really valuable.
When you move Raheem to that room with the wide receivers, there was a lot of, I didn't see that coming, or I don't really understand that. Is this a good time to talk about sort of what that move has done for him and maybe that group?
And much like we talk about Julio and his humility, I think it really goes with the position coach there too, with Raheem. Not the easiest thing to do. He's so much time, you know, whether it was on defense or as a head coach. And then if that's the best thing for the team, Q, I'm in. And he's provided a whole new window for some of those guys. These are the things from a defensive side that may jam you up, talking about releases or how they play man-to-man or the leverage of a player. The competitiveness of the group totally stands out. You know, you see it in the run game. You see it on the guys who contribute on teams. He's a big part of that, and he knows, you know, how to push and get those juices flowing. But I think in specific, that move has been really good for our team. He's able to affect more than just the receivers. He's got that kind of personality and that kind of demeanor. So though oftentimes I'll ask him, hey, can we connect with this guy or this guy? And without a doubt that happens.
I'm sure you don't look at this Carolina team as a down team. Please. On the road against the Panthers.
No.
Cam Newton.
We can't wait for this game. And that's exactly what you want your division rivals to feel like. You know, it's going to be a battle. And the games we've had them have been tough. They're a tough team. And even back to my time, you know, in Seattle and playing against Ron and his group, it's a tough group. And we expect that way. And we're a tough group, too. So that's why when you get to these things, man, the record's out, let's go battle and play for it. And it'll be a real physical game. You know that. That's who they are, and that's who we are, too. So we're looking forward to it. I know they are, too.
Hagler fight that you showed at some point this year about don't let it go to the card.
Yeah, where he had said early his first chance at a title fight, he had a draw and it went right back, you know, to the champion. So what his comment was, I'll never let, you know, the judges determine it. These will be my judges, my fists. And that mindset of knowing that you control it and you own it was an important one for our team, and knowing how you play, how you finish. It totally comes down to you. So we wanted to make sure it never has to go anywhere else. And, yeah, I thought that was always a really clear example of that.